You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The weekend before the New Hampshire presidential primary, some Democratic voters received robocalls with an AI-generated voice sounding like President Joe Biden, suggesting that they not vote. February 6th, the New Hampshire Attorney General and Federal Communications Commission announced actions against the companies allegedly responsible. In a press conference Tuesday, State Attorney General John Formella confirmed President Joe Biden's voice was generated by AI and had reached between 5,000 and 25,000 voters. The voice told voters,
"Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday."
Joe Biden's name was not on the ballot due to a dispute between New Hampshire state law requiring it to be the first primary and the National Democratic Committee. A robust write-in campaign had been launched in New Hampshire, apparently what the robocall was intended to suppress. While no charges have yet been filed, Formella said cease and desist and document preservation letters had been sent to the suspected senders, Arlington, Texas-based Life Corporation and Walter Monk, and the telecom company which transmitted the calls, Lingo Telecom. The FCC demanded that Lingo cease all illegal robocall activity. Several state and federal statutes were violated and charges are likely. We have a link to the AG statement and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.